Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Jason D. from San Diego.
My name is Jason. I am an alcoholic. And thank you, Randy, for asking me to speak tonight. It's quite an honor. I'm sober today by the grace of God and by the help of every member of Alcoholics Anonymous that I've ever met. Anybody who's sat in any meeting I've ever been to has helped me stay sober, and I'm truly grateful for that. I drank alcoholically to the point where I ended up in AA, and I got sober for a little while, and what I really want to talk about is I have not continually stayed sober since I first got to Alcoholics Anonymous, and that has been my experience. And when I started drinking again after coming into this program and being sober for a little bit, I really learned what the book meant by the progression of this disease. I really learned what the book meant by everything it talks about alcoholism. I drank in a manner which I had never drank in before when I started drinking again. And I'm fortunate to be here today. The way I drank doesn't lend itself to me being alive and standing here sober today. What really happened for me is, you know, even back in high school, I liked to drink a lot, as everybody else here did, you know. Everybody in Alcoholics Anonymous, I think, likes to drink. And it's one of the things we have in common. I liked to drink in the mornings, and I had this skill of finding other alcoholics to drink with my entire life. I have found the alcoholic in the huge room of non-alcoholics. I find the alcoholic, you know, in the AP physics class at 7 in the morning, I can find the girl who's willing to go drink, you know. And that's what I did. I drank whenever I could, as much as I could, because I liked the effect that it produced. When I started drinking again, really what happened, I think, and I'm not really sure, I'm not one who can stand here and tell you that some tragic event happened and that's why I started drinking again. Everything was going well, and that's why I started drinking again. I had got a great job back that I did not have because I was drinking. I had, over the course of being sober and all the gifts that I received in this program, I took credit for. I was able to transfer into a university that had kicked me out before I even stepped foot on their campus. That's a long story, but they did. I had got in there. Everything was going great. I had a good job. I had moved out on my own. And I stopped working this program. I stopped doing the things I needed to do in this program. I stopped making amends. I stopped working with others. I stopped praying. I stopped everything that I was doing to stay sober, and as shocking as it was to me at the time, I got drunk because of it. And the miserable part for me was that I knew I needed to get sober. My first step has never been one in doubt, at least for the last 4 years. I knew I was an alcoholic, and I knew I drank alcoholically, because I never tried to drink controlled. I never tried controlled drinking. I never tried social drinking. Because that limited the alcoholic drinking. You know, that was just the reality of it for me, is that I wanted to drink as much as I could possibly drink when I drank. There was about an 8-month period where I was trying to get sober, and there was an 8-month period where I was a newcomer at every meeting I ever went to. I never had more than, I think, a week was the most I could ever put together. My typical run was 2, maybe 3 days sober, and then I'd disappear for a week, and then come back and 2 or 3 days sober and disappear. And that went on for a while. I checked myself into a rehab at one point and moved into sober living and did everything that I thought I was supposed to do. But then once again, I got a great job and things were going well and I was making a lot of money, and I took credit for it. And that's when I started my last my last drink lasted about 2.5 months, and over the course of that, I tried to get sober a number of times. I got my sponsor that I work with today about a month before my last drink, And I would show up with like 12 hours sober, just shaking horribly, just looking like shit, you know, just beat to shit, and just not doing well at all. And you know, and we'd sit there, and the conversation we would have was usually about the fact that something horrible was going to happen. He knew how I drank, and he said something horrible was going to happen, and really what we needed to do was get me sober so we could prevent that. And a few weeks after, probably a week after our last conversation regarding that, I got drunk one more time. This was my last drink. It was a Tuesday at lunch. I got drunk and blacked out, and on my way to the liquor store to get some more, I was drunk and I crashed my car and my head flew out the window, and a whole bunch of stuff happened. But the long story short is that I should be dead today because of that, you know. And I had had 6 days sober, you know, but I needed one more drink. Like, I wasn't willing to surrender to the fact that I can't drink anymore. You know, I'm an alcoholic, and I cannot drink anymore. I'm truly grateful for the people in this program who were there for me, you know. But really, more than any, God did for me what I could not do for myself, you know. Crushing my skull and ripping my face off was what I needed to have happen to get sober and be here sober today, and I'm okay with that today, and I'm grateful for everything that came from that today. My sobriety date is June 18th, 2008, and a lot of wonderful things have come because I've been sober. A lot of wonderful things come every day because I'm sober. A lot of opportunities have presented themselves. I started working with my sponsor as soon as I got out of the hospital. You know, we started going through the book together. We started working the steps. We started. I've called him every day since I was able to pick up a phone, and all these little things are what have contributed to me being sober today. You know, I've worked the steps with him. I've read the book with him. Today I have the opportunity to work with others. You know. I have the opportunity to keep others in mind as often as I can possibly do that. I continue to make my amends today. I continue to do everything that I had stopped doing before, you know, and I'm getting a different result today. And that's the absolute truth for me. I've been blessed with the opportunity to do service not only in this program but outside of this program. Because of my experience, like a CHP officer has given me the opportunity to go speak at high schools, you know, and speak outside this program regarding alcohol, and to speak basically to people who were in my position 6 years ago, you know, so maybe they don't turn out like I did. I'm just grateful for every opportunity I have to share my experience and hopefully help someone else through doing that, you know. Today I just try to continue everything that I used to do a week ago, a month ago, to stay sober. You know, all the things that have helped me stay sober up to this point, I try and do today. And that's been really important for me. Because there's points, of course, where I drift away from that, you know, for a couple days, and I feel it. Fortunately, I start feeling it really quick. You know, I'm not someone that can go without doing the steps for a month, you know. Like, if I don't do what I need to do today, I'll feel it tomorrow. And because of that, I try and do everything I can today to stay sober. I've seen a lot of friends in this program die because they didn't do what they needed to do to stay sober, you know. And that's just the reality of being an alcoholic for me and being around other alcoholics, is that this disease kills people. This disease should have killed me. I need to be grateful today that I'm standing here alive, you know, that I made it through everything that I did when I was drinking, you know. My last month drinking was the craziest, was just a continuous series of the craziest things that I've ever done in my life, you know, because I wasn't willing to stop drinking and I wasn't willing to put that bottle down. And I wasn't willing to face the consequences that I might need to face for the things I did, you know. I almost, there was a point where I should have got a DUI, and it would have involved the cop taking the bottle out of between my legs, and I wasn't okay with losing that bottle and going to jail and sobering up in jail, you know. And so I was always willing to do whatever I needed to do to keep drinking, because alcohol was my higher power. And today I have to remember that if I can only if I apply just a fraction of that drive to this program, I will stay sober today. You know, it doesn't take all that much effort to stay sober today. I just have to actually do it. For me, I had to sit down and write a fourth step when I got to that point, and then I had to share it with a sponsor, and then I had to go over my eighth step with my sponsor, and then I had to actually go out and talk to people and make amends, you know, and today I have to, like, actually get up and pray, you know. There's actions I still have to do today, and that's all it takes. It's really not anything complicated, you know. I overthink this program way too much sometimes, and what I've really had to boil it down to is that if I do what the big book says to do, I will get everything the big book says I will get. It's outlined clearly, and the promises are also outlined clearly, and this isn't just my experience. This has been every member of Alcoholics Anonymous who I've met, who's worked the steps, has shown me that. So thank you guys for letting me share.